WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. GroundShuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The proposed high-speed passenger railroad between Houston and Dallas continues to draw support and opposition. The president of Texas Central Partners, Tim Keith, says the environmental and regulatory reviews are moving forward.
Envision starting construction in 2017 and selling our first ticket in 2021 and a first full year of operations in 2022.
Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes much of the bullet train's route, has asked state lawmakers to ask the Texas Attorney General for a ruling if TCP can obtain right-of-way through eminent domain.
Property owners in Grimes County, Brazos Valley ought to be concerned. We really need to know if Texas Central Partners has this state eminent domain power as they claim. I challenge that they do.
Brady told our sister station, Navasota News 1550, that his supporters include the chairman of the state Senate's Transportation Committee. A former Robertson County District Attorney is now in the Brazos County Jail.
According to online records, John Pascal was booked just after 9 last night to begin a 30-day sentence. That's part of pleading guilty to a charge of misapplication of fiduciary property while in charge of an estate of a Calvert woman who died in 2004. Pascal, who was DA for more than 20 years before being defeated 4 years ago, also has to give up his law license, serve 10 years of probation, and repay nearly $187,000 as part of a suspended 5-year prison term. A former district attorney in Burleson County will remain disbarred. The Dallas Morning News reported the state bar upheld its decision last June to strip Charles Sebesta Jr. of his law license. Sebesta appealed the panel's original decision that he committed professional misconduct that wrongfully sent a man to death row for 12 years for the murders of 6 people in Somerville in 1992. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An SUV landed in a South College Station swimming pool yesterday. Battalion Fire Chief Robert Mumford says the driver was taken to the hospital as a precaution after taking the plunge into a community pool at Spring Hill Drive and Arrington Road.
The individual had pulled in the parking lot, was trying to pick something up that had fell on the floorboard or off the seat and accidentally stepped on the accelerator and not the brake, and it kind of plunged forward and went through a wrought iron fence into a swimming pool about 4.5 feet in depth.
Mumford says a couple of bystanders helped get the driver out of his vehicle and out of the pool. A Bryan man died. An early Sunday morning crash in Burleson County. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says it was on FM 50 north of FM 60.
Unknown reason at this time, the northbound 2002 Ford pickup truck crossed over the center stripe into the path of the 18-wheeler.
Killed at the scene was 33-year-old Jose Barrientos. The trucker from Louisiana was not injured. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
First Fort Hood, now San Bernardino. Lone wolf terrorist radicalized by ISIS. Border crossings vulnerable to criminals. A lethal threat to our nation. And a president who is too timid to fight it. But Central Texas has a congressman who will. Bill Flores.
2 years ago, I warned about this danger from lone wolf terrorists. The president did nothing. And now the danger is here. Washington just doesn't get it. But in Texas, we do. I'm Bill Flores. I won't rest until we harden our border and face down our radical Islamist enemies. We have to trust our troops and give them the tools to do their job.
Conservative Bill Flores, tough enough to stand up.
I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress. Log on to BillFlores.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey.
What you doing over there?
Just checking out new cars.
Cool, but no sedans, okay? A guy like me needs something with some oomph.
Okay, how about this one then? It's got 178 horsepower, paddle shifters, sport mesh front grille.
Okay, you had me at paddle shifters, go on.
Dual chrome tipped exhaust, 18-inch alloy wheels, sport leather trimmed seats, aggressive styling.
Aggressive, now that's my kind of car. What is it?
Yeah, it's the 2016 Camry.
Wait, that's a...
Sedan? Yeah.
You're really enjoying this.
More than you know.
The 2016 Toyota Camry. Styling, power, performance, and handling that really surprises. Qualified buyers get 0% APR financing for 60 months or $1,500 customer cash on a new 2016 Toyota Camry. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 2/29/16.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32 horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact utility tractor. Visit us online at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 5/2/2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine today, courtesy of high pressure. The high right now sitting back to the west. Temperatures today are going to make their way up to about 60. It'll be clear through the overnight. Lows are going to fall back to about 45. Now, for tomorrow, we'll be looking at lots of sunshine. Highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunny and 70 to 75. Nice and warm on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the new AP Top 25s out for both men's and women's basketball. Both A&M teams slide just a smidge. We'll have more on that as well as the Johnny Manziel story that has a new update and more in sports at 7:50.
So here we go. It's Fat Tuesday. Hey, hey. Laissez le bon temps rouler. They call it Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Tradition. And, you know, actually in downtown Bryan, they had a family Mardi Gras over the weekend on Saturday. You know, a little different.
Family friendly?
Yes. Traditionally, Mardi Gras and the companion holiday Carnival in Brazil and other places, supposed to be the last days of partying before the 40 days of Lent, which begins with Ash Wednesday, which is tomorrow. So, of course, today, Shrove Tuesday. This is the 67th annual International Pancake Day. You got folks who come from liberal Kansas and Old England. I have no idea why they chose those two places, but it's just been that way. The whole thing started when rules prohibited the eating of all dairy products, so housewives would have to make pancakes and use up their supplies of eggs and milk and butter and other fats. And so they made this an event. It's a race. Lasts a little over a minute. They have a phone number to call, but I don't want to. And, you know, anyhow. There's one kind of an interesting aside to all this. Among the things that they do at the Mardi Gras Parade in New Orleans is they kind of have a tradition. Well, they have a couple of them, but the one we're going to talk about is where they yell, "Throw me something, mister." And people will throw things from the different floats from the different crews. And normally what they do is they throw beads. And, you know, you see people with tons of beads and all that kind of stuff. Well, I don't know. Just like they will, they end up in the street like everything else in New Orleans.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They fill the potholes pretty well.
Yes, they do. But the deal is, though, they can't be melted down because they have metallic paint on them.
Mm.
Enter an organization called Ark of Greater New Orleans. They collect the leftover beads, clean them, and sell them.
Says them.
Yeah. There are plenty of takers. Quite often, it's you can get a pound of them for a dollar, and that's a lot of beads. Anyway, last year, ARC says that, and by the way, what they do is they advocate, they're advocates for people with developmental disabilities. Oh. They recycled 120,000 pounds.
Holy
wow.
cow.
What a yeah. great fundraiser.
It is. And again, when you consider those beads, they're you know, that's a bunch of beads.
Well, and cleaning up the city while they're
yes,
at it.
Yes, absolutely. Wait, hello.
in New Orleans, you play the cards right, you can see some mammalian protuberances.
Yes, you do sometimes.
We had a few Cajuns on the cruise.
Oh, did you?
Wanted to celebrate. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should have seen them on Surf and Turf Night. Hey, look at them. Look at them crawfish.
Yeah.
The biggest one I've seen.
They're wonderful people, but yeah, you know, I lived over in Beaumont for a while, so got a chance to
which is Louisiana sort of,
pretty
west.
Much. They had a problem when they were building the loop around New Orleans, because obviously, you know, they didn't finish it all at once, and so I had a friend who lived there, and he said invariably a couple of times every weekend, the police would have to go rescue people from cars that had either gotten right to the precipice of where the overpass had ended its construction for the weekend, or some who had sailed right off the edge because Jeez. They just, you know, what the heck? God love them. Shoot him.
Shoot him.
Yeah. All right, anyhow. So we've talked about this before when there are situations, leaders of countries or leaders of states will go to that place. And, you know, for no reason, it's just optics, right? I mean, the whole idea, the president flies over a disaster area.
Yeah.
The governor flies over a disaster, you know, concern or whatever.
Well, because of the optics of not going.
Yes, that's also true. But, you know, optics is a problem worldwide. Enter the president of Egypt. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. He decided that he would go to a Cairo suburb yesterday so that he could see the new development that they were doing there as a new social housing project for some of the poorest residents in the city of Cairo. Okay, good thing, right?
Does he get mugged?
Go see that. No, what he did is he had him lay down a 4-kilometer red carpet for his car to drive down.
Oh, my God. 4 miles?
Yeah.
To drive on?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wouldn't it have been just cheaper to use some contact cement and put the red carpet on the wheels? Tires?
Well, yeah, really. 4,000 by 8 meters of red carpet equals 32,000 square meters, okay? That's by Egyptian, 50 pounds equals 1.6. Anyway, it's a ton. It's a lot. And you can find the optics out there. There are pictures of this. I mean, you can see the whole motorcade on a red carpet.
Wow.
What were you thinking?
Holy mackerel.
See it? It's amazing. Yeah, have a look at that today.
And the Pope drives in a Fiat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, really. How do you? I don't know how you square that. I'm not exactly. And then again, he's going to social housing for the poorest people in Cairo.
Yes.
FAA tells us said yesterday that there are now more drones registered in U.S. America than there are regular aircraft.
No kidding.
Yep. Again, registered, which doesn't mean that's all of them.
That's impressive.
Yeah. There are around 320,000 registered planes in U.S. America, including private planes and jets and such owned by airlines. But last month, drone registration passed that number, and now is at least 325,000 of them registered with the FAA as well. So we'll see. Hey, did you do a door rattler at Chipotle yesterday? Yep. They closed for 4 hours yesterday so they could have a kind of a virtual town hall
meeting. Well, and the doors rattling, that was the stock hitting the bottom of the basement.
Oh, $442. $442, because I looked it up this morning. It went down.
Down from what?
It went down $15. It went down $15.
That's significant.
Yeah, but if you go back and you look at their 52-week high, it's crazy. It's been like 700. Okay. I'm just saying. I don't know why. We talked about that a little bit. The Motley Fools talked about them
a little bit. Well, yesterday was a down day for the market in general.
It was. But, I mean, again, you're rocking along at, hey, I think I want to go buy, let me go buy 100 shares of Chipotle. It's how much? Anyhow, so there you go. But they're still doing well. All right. So there's a dating app out there called Clover. Dating app called Clover.
Whoa, I haven't even heard of this.
Dating app for smartphones.
Of course, I don't date.
I understand. You know. New survey from those folks developing a scoring system to figure out how attractive a person is from their photograph that they post there. Then they applied the whole database to people in U.S. America, and they came up with the cities that have the least attractive men and where they live. Next half hour, we'll do the women.
Oh, good. So it's equal opportunity.
You yes. betcha. Mm-hmm. The least attractive men live in order. Number 7 is Detroit.
It's the water.
Yeah, it is. Number 6 is Long Beach, California.
Really?
Yeah. Number 5 is, now this says Anaheim, New Jersey. I didn't know there was an Anaheim, New Jersey, but maybe there is. Number 4 is Providence, Rhode Island. Number 3 is Jersey City, Jersey. Number 2 is the Bronx, and the city that has the ugliest men, or excuse me, the least attractive men, would be Sunnyvale, California.
Again, that surprises me.
But you know what? Some of them are really rich in Sunnyvale, too. So just remember that.
Appearance deficit disorder.
The top 8 cities, most attractive men. Number 8 is Manhattan. Excuse me, number 7 is Manhattan. Number 6, Baton Rouge.
Wow.
Number five is Minneapolis. Number 4 is Boston. Number 3 is Virginia Beach. Number 2 is Scottsdale. Number 1, most attractive men would be Jacksonville, Florida. Mm. So, how in the world does Baton Rouge get in there?
Call their methods into question.
I guess it's the Infomaniacs at 7:21 on WTAW. Indian authorities say a meteorite killed a bus driver and injured 3 others Saturday. Discovery News says if proven, this would be the first death by meteor recorded in history.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, again, it could have happened a lot and people just weren't taking notes. But nonetheless.
I guess.
Consider the odds.
Can't self-report that one.
The impact of the object left a large crater in the ground in southern India and shattered window panes in nearby buildings. But it killed the driver who was walking past his bus. Wasn't even in the bus. Testing is underway to determine if, in fact, it was the meteor. Meteors never reach the Earth's surface, burning up usually. Most of them never do. Reaching the atmosphere, and they burn up and vaporize. Hitting the Earth is very rare, and there are no meteor-related deaths recorded.
That's like a karma kick in the pants.
Something like that.
You did something really bad to be struck down by a meteor.
Hey there.
Would it be funny if actually the most attractive women are where the most unattractive men are?
Well?
It's $8 bills.
It's Pete Lambert with Harvey Voice Bangers. Everybody loves the Banger Burger with its signature warm grilled sourdough bun. But we just spent several weeks redesigning other parts of our menu so that our other homemade specialties could be just as unique. We now have gourmet hot dogs, Hebrew National quarter pound franks split and grilled, served on hollow buns, a slightly sweet dough that's light with a golden crust. The main thing, this is not your father's hot dog. The chicken grill has been completely redesigned to feature a hollow-style bun and now comes with melted Swiss cheese over a moist, marinated chicken breast with fresh spinach, beautiful red tomato slices, and a homemade pesto mayo. The ever-popular Philly cheesesteak is now on a French-style hoagie that's got a rustic, crunchy exterior that takes it to a whole new level. Dang, I need more time to tell you about the other things, like our warm, homemade bread pudding waffles with raisin, cinnamon, and homemade ice cream drizzled with warm caramel. There's the new Southern California burger with fresh avocado, crispy bacon, melted pepper jack cheese, and chipotle mayo on a warm grill challah bun. It's fantastic. And then there's the...
Join the Junior League of Bryan College Station Saturday, February 20th from 10:30 to 1:30 for Kids in the Kitchen, where kids will learn how to prepare healthy snacks, participate in crafts, and are encouraged to join us in fun exercises and much more. Kids in the Kitchen will be at the Bryan High School Silver Campus Cafeteria and is free to attend but must be accompanied by an adult. To register or for more information, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter. See you there.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bed bug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bed bug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
There goes 725. Oh, look, I just found this. An asteroid as long as a basketball court will give Earth a close shave next month, though scientists aren't sure just exactly how close. Discovery News says near-Earth asteroid 2013 TX68 is about 100 feet in diameter, expected to zoom past Earth in about 3 weeks on March the 5th. The space rock could come as close as 11,000 miles. That's less than 5% of the distance from the Earth to the moon. NASA assures us there is no danger, unless there is.
Yeah, like they're going to tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen the movies.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Shh, don't tell them. Anyway, there's an extremely small chance, less than 1 in 250 million, that the impact comes back around in September of next year.
So roughly the same odds as the
lottery.
I don't like
that. Yeah, I know. That means
that's
one,
not cool.
All it takes is one time,
yeah.
Right? All right. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Here we go. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and a bunch more. Look for a high temperature today. It's going to be a great, the rest of the week is just going to be spectacular as far as weather's concerned. Look for a high temperature today, probably, in the 60s, about 63. Winds will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10, tonight down to 40. But tomorrow we're looking at 70 degrees. We're looking at 75 on Thursday and about 73 on Friday. And Saturday will still be up around 70. Right now the winds are out of the northwest at 5, 36% relative humidity, and we've got 37 degrees.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
On the campaign trail, Crazy Bernie is feeling the heat. During a weekend appearance on Meet the Depressed, he complained that Clinton people are hammering him over his lack of foreign policy experience. He compared it to what happened to Obama. He says, if you go back to 2008, this is exactly what the Clinton people were doing to Barack Obama. They were attacking him. He didn't have the experience, Crazy Bernie said. Now, while Sanders was complaining about being hammered, Hillary met with a group of young voters in New Hampshire, and much to their dismay, they hammered her. They questioned her lack of honesty. One brave soul even had the nerve to bring up her foreign policy experience dealing with Benghazi. It was clear that Hillary was totally unprepared for the question, and she grew more and more defensive. The episode was so unusual, the Washington Post even ran a story about it. Bernie, listen up here. You're running for president. This is hardcore politics, not some college debate society. The Clinton people intend to take you out, Bernie, and they are never going to show you the same bend-over-grab-the-ankles deference that you show her. Hillary Clinton's track record is all the ammo you need, Bernie. Her legendary dishonesty, Benghazi emails, failed Russian reset, they're just a few examples. Hillary Clinton puts her pantsuit on one leg at a time, just like all the other guys, Bernie. Don't complain. Take off the gloves and fight back. Try this. Try no attack ever fed a hungry socialist. Or something like that. But come on, Bern, get with it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you at risk of identity theft? Yes, a new identity theft happens every 2 seconds. Does giving out your social security number increase risk? Yes, putting personal information out there increases risk. And unfortunately, so do things like using public Wi-Fi, shopping, and data breaches. That's why I trust LifeLock. LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor credit. LifeLock detects threats. LifeLock helps resolve issues if your identity is ever compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft, folks. Nobody can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a U.S.-based dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name, put everything back together if it does happen. You only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock protection starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code RUSH or call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The State Bar of Texas has upheld its decision to take away the law license of a former Burleson County District Attorney.
Charles Sebesta Jr. was disbarred for prosecuting a man who was wrongfully sent to death row for 12 years for the murders of six people in Somerville in 1992. Last June, the state bar ruled in part Sebesta failed to provide evidence favorable to Anthony Graves. The prosecutor presented false testimony to the jury, and he made a false statement to the trial judge. The Dallas Morning News reported Sebesta's lawyers argued he should not be disbarred because he was cleared in 2007, and the agency could not change its mind after Graves filed his complaint 2 years ago. Another former prosecutor is in the Brazos County Jail. John Pascal, who served more than 20 years as district attorney in Robertson County before he was defeated in the 2012 election, was booked shortly after 9 last night. A 30-day sentence is part of a deal Pascal made last month for pleading guilty to misapplication of fiduciary property. He was the executor of a $300,000 estate of a Calvert woman who died in 2004. Pascal must give up his law license and repay nearly $187,000. In return, he received 10 years probation as part of a suspended 5-year prison term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two recent drug arrests in Bryan and College Station have resulted in seizing nearly $4,000 in cash and about $1,000 in cocaine. Last weekend, College Station police found a man wanted for failing to show up for municipal court. 22-year-old Cody Carrington is accused of having 11 bags of cocaine valued at $550, along with $800 cash. Carrington, who's out of jail after posting bond, is awaiting trial in six cases. According to online court records, he was arrested last year in three separate drug charges and three misdemeanors, including giving a false name to jail officers. A Bryan woman stopped by Bryan police last week for running a stop sign told officers she was transporting crack cocaine for someone else to make extra cash. BPD seized $3,100 in cash, along with an estimated $150 in crack. 32-year-old Kaylin Hall is out of jail after posting bond. As developers say they're moving forward with plans to bring a 90-minute train ride between Houston and Dallas, opponents continue their efforts as well. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes much of the path of the Texas Central Partners Project, told our sister station, Navasota News 1550, about asking the Texas Attorney General for an opinion if developers have the authority to acquire right-of-way through eminent domain.
Well, our requests, both at the state level and Texas Department of Transportation, just haven't yielded any firm answers on this. And our state legislators agree as well. This is a state project. They believe they have state eminent domain power, and I question that.
TCP's president, Tim Keith, says they're still planning to start construction next year.
It's moving forward in the environmental review process as well as our regulatory approval process. And we're also engaging in our community outreach and building our team around the execution and moving from feasibility phase fully into development phase.
Keith says their timetable is to sell their first ticket in 2021 with the first full year of operation in 2022. More than 100 mental health professionals in Texas can get 2 years of their student loans repaid. The Higher Education Coordinating Board formally launched the program yesterday, which was created last year by the legislature. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, a co-sponsor, says the repayment assistance goes to those who agree to provide direct care to underserved mental health patients. This includes specialty nurses, social workers, counselors, psychologists, and psychiatrists. More information is online at WTAW.com. The application deadline is May 6th. An early Sunday morning crash in Burleson County killed a Bryan man.
Our troopers were dispatched around 5:50 a.m. on a two-vehicle collision on FM 50. It was between 21 and 60. They're saying 9.7 miles west of Tunis.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says for an unknown reason, a pickup headed north on 50 crossed the center line and struck a southbound semi head-on. The driver of the pickup, 33-year-old Jose Barrientos, died at the scene. The trucker from Louisiana was not hurt. The driver of an SUV accidentally hitting the accelerator resulted in taking a plunge into a South College Station swimming pool yesterday.
You know, those are some of the unique calls that we have that we're equipped and ready to respond in case anything like that occurs. You know, it's just part of the job that people call us to that, you know, sometimes it's a little freak accident that might have occurred.
Battalion Chief Fire Chief Robert Mumford says two bystanders helped get the driver out of the SUV and out of the water.
I don't think the individual was in any distress. I think it was just needing a little bit of assistance of maybe, you know, getting the window down, getting the door opened up. And so some individuals were able to, I guess, get in the swimming pool and get the passenger door open and assist the individual out of the SUV.
Mumford says the driver was taken to the hospital as a precautionary measure. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 41 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for District 12. For some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a talking point. But for a rancher like me, who operates a hunting business, it's personal. That is why I'm the only candidate in the race that has been endorsed by both the NRA and the Texas State Rifle Association. We need a representative that will defend our rights, and that is why I hope you vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. We are very happy with the selections. You have a very friendly staff and very knowledgeable and courteous. The installers were great. You made it a great experience. We want everyone to know how much we love our new floors.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Considerable sunshine across the region today. We're going to be warming up as we head through this week. 60 to 65 is the high today. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will make their way down to about 45. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 65 to 70. We're clear through tomorrow night, a low of 45 to 50. High pressure continues to build east of the area Thursday. Lots of sun. Highs Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M coming out in the new Associated Press Top 25. Both men's and women's team took a little bit of a fall. We'll get more on that. The Johnny Manziel story all coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
So Patrick just back from a vacation.
Yes.
And, you know, treacherous vacation that it was.
It wasn't as bad.
Well, because it's a cruise ship.
Sure.
And everybody's always eating on a cruise ship, right?
Always.
How many different seatings do they have and stuff and all that? And so there's always plenty of food. And it's difficult enough when you're on vacation, you know, you get out of your routine, and that may cause you to eat a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you gain weight on a vacation, according to WebMD, you could begin to suffer from
creeping obesity.
You love that?
What obesity?
Creeping obesity. In a new study, U.S. American adults, 61% gained weight while on vacation. You know how much?
How much?
Think of it. 0.7 pounds. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the humanity.
You did that on Sunday.
That's roughly.
Oh, yeah.
That's missing a bowel movement.
One of the main.
What? Do you want the stat that says you can have up to 5 pounds of compacted material in your bowels?
No. We have people driving to work. Stop it.
Because you could. Yeah, they might be eating breakfast.
You started this with ants in the ear yesterday, buddy. You just got to live with this one.
University of Georgia researchers say if you're only gaining a pound or two a year and you gain 3/4 of that in just like a vacation period, then that's a pretty substantial weight gain, they say, during a short period of time. The study reports that this creeping obesity in which adults gain small amounts of weight over long periods of time increases the risk of future health problems.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so just behave yourself. So in case you missed it earlier this morning, the results are in from the presidential primary.
We're still stuck at 3-2.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the only one that's been reported so far.
Okay.
It was John Kasich, 3, and Donald Trump, 2. But that meant that no Democrats voted there, so that's a little weird. Now, over there next door in Vermont, fans of Bernie Sanders are showing their support. Dozens of Sanders supporters showed up at a tattoo shop in Montpelier to have the candidate's name inked on their arms, leg, necks, or back. They're doing it free of charge. But I mean,
of course they are.
Now, but the deal is, I mean, if you think about it, the idea is to today rally your forces. And you can talk about anybody, you can talk to anybody in the political world, and they will tell you they've got to get their people out. That's the most important thing. Now, you know, you're going to pick up percentages of people who are on the fence or decide that they're going to vacate a candidate that they were supporting before. But getting your people out, motivating your people to, especially if the weather's bad, get out and vote. Now, as we listen to Bernie Sanders, can there be any doubt this guy motivates people?
Yes.
Tomorrow, the people of New Hampshire will have the opportunity to say that enough is enough.
Now, does that make you want to get in the car and drive to the polling place? There's only one guy that I can think of in politics who is better at motivating people.
Americans want a new energy policy. I am going to work day and night to make sure that our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
Al Franken.
Yep.
Al Franken.
I am going to work day and night.
Wow. Anyway, there you go. Lady in Alaska is an uneaten McDonald's Happy Meal from 2010. Jennifer Lovendahl says she's holding on to the meal as an experiment to see if the food will actually ever decompose. If the photo she posted on Facebook is any indication, the answer is no. 6-year-old meal looks pretty much the same as it did the day she bought it. No word on how long she plans to keep it.
Here's the secret. If there's no water, it's never going to spoil.
If it's
a dehydrated meal, it's basically preserved.
Yeah.
Then now you got jerky.
Yeah. That's it. Well, to wit, food storage is important.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, and there are a lot of ways to do it. As a general principle, keeping your food in glass jars rather than Tupperware will increase its longevity. Did you know that?
No.
Milk can be frozen.
Oh.
And it'll keep up to 6 weeks. The texture changes a little bit, but all the nutrients are still
intact. A lot of things change when you freeze them.
That's true. How many times have you bought fresh ginger,
mm-hmm.
used it, and the rest of it goes bad?
Yeah.
Instead, grate what you need.
Okay.
Okay, and then freeze what you don't use.
Oh, you can freeze it. Okay.
Yep. Just arrange a teaspoon of grated ginger on a sheet of parchment paper in the freezer, and then, you know, pop the freezer bag right in there for easy access, and you're ready to
Very
go.
Very neat.
Wrap your unwashed salad leaves in paper towels. They will wilt less, or more slowly, I guess. Wilt slowly.
More slowlier?
Yeah, them too.
Wrap celery, broccoli, or lettuce in aluminum foil. This can all be stored for up to 4 weeks in the veggie crisper and will retain their crunchiness. Because you do. You got to hate. Now, celery, of course, you can cut it and put it in water, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, broccoli, you pick up that, you know, the broccoli you bought 3 days ago and it kind of goes, so that'll work. To keep apples from going rotten, the best method is to store them in a crate away from light without having them touch each other.
Stop, he's touching me.
Apples spoil more quickly when they are stored in a crisper.
Huh. Yeah, we keep ours on the counter.
Yeah, that's it. That's and, you know, some fruit will, if you can still get a paper bag, will ripen better in a paper bag. Hello.
It seemed like ginger always stayed fresh, but Mary Ann.
Yeah, quit it. Here we go. The cities with the least attractive women. Least attractive women. Number 8, Amarillo. You didn't know, last half hour we did the This for Men. It's according to a dating app called Clover. Number 7, Detroit. Hey, they're still in there. All right. Number 6 is Fort Worth. Number 5, Colorado Springs. Number 4, Columbus, Ohio. Number 3, Oakland. Number 2, Wichita, Kansas. Number 1, Oklahoma City. Least attractive. Most attractive women. Number 8 is Philadelphia. Then moving up the list is Tampa, Florida. The Queens in New York. Cleveland. Cleveland makes a good list. All right. Miami at number 4. Number 3 is Boston. Number 2 is Santa Monica. And number 1 is Manhattan. So there you go. That's where the lovely
best looking women is in Manhattan.
That's what they
I didn't
say.
See any.
Well, you know, they're hiding now. Well, oh, maybe they saw you coming.
Brown National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new app. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's hard to be a parent and watch your child make bad choices. That's probably why a lot of parents try so hard to protect their children from making mistakes in the first place. They watch over their kids' every move and guard against every bump and scraped knee. And the hope is to raise a child who enters adulthood without a scratch on them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Of course, none of us wants our kids to struggle, but we can't protect them from everything. Life isn't always easy, and if we want our kids to be able to live a successful adult life, they need to be able to handle the challenges that go with it. And that all starts in childhood. Think of your role like a medic on the battlefield. It's not a very glamorous picture, but it's a helpful one. You see, the medic isn't there to protect the soldiers from the possibility of injury. Their job is to provide soldiers with the help they need if they do get wounded. Parenting is a lot like that. It's rarely convenient, and sometimes it can be downright painful and ugly. But it's what parenting really looks like in the trenches of life. Your child may go through friendship problems, a broken heart, or suffer the consequences of their own bad choices. But their wounds will be real, and they'll need you to come alongside them. And that's a big part of parenting, to give them a safe place to fail while they're under your care and can learn how to handle the challenges of life. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep
and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for County Commissioner, Precinct 3. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, and city boards. He is an active member of St. Joseph Catholic Church. Vote Gabriel Garcia for County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Patrick Sefcik Treasurer.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. Texas A&M basketball has had a little trouble as of late, and their record is now 18-5. They're 7-3 in the SEC and still sit atop the bracket. But they've lost 2 in a row in 3 of the last 4. They fell to Vandy in Arkansas, and then they lost to South Carolina over the weekend. As a result, A&M has fallen from number 8 in the latest AP Top 25 all the way down to 15. Here's A&M senior Alex Caruso.
The 2 games we lost previous, the Vanderbilt game in Arkansas, I think it was just a sense of urgency on our part. I don't think it was a game plan or coaches doing something wrong. I mean, it was the players, just including myself, not being ready to play well enough. And it's up to us. I mean, ultimately, that's any game we lose, the players, the ones out there making the shots, diving for rebounds. I mean, it's up to us to get our motors going and to be ready to play every game, regardless if we have a day off or 3 days off or we know who we're playing or not. Ultimately, it comes down to us wanting to win.
Sitting atop the top 25 is the Villanova Wildcats. For the first time in program history, they're followed by Maryland, Oklahoma, Iowa, and Xavier rounds out the top 5. In top 25 action last night, it was a Red River shootout.
Buddy slips out. He's got it with 4. One-on-one, he gets Yancey. Put a 3 in the air. It's gone! He got it! 1 second to go! The Crimson Assassin! He strikes again! The Bahamian Bomber nails it! And the Sooners are up 3 with 1.3 to go!
Buddy Hield's 3-pointer from the corner with 1.3 seconds remaining lifted number 3 Oklahoma past number 24 Texas, 63-60. And Duke got off the schneid by upsetting their first-ranked opponent of the year, laying out Louisville, who's number 13 in the country, 73-65. On the ladies' side, UConn and South Carolina are 1-2 in the Associated Press Women's Top 25. A&M women fell to number 15 this week. And since we're talking A&M women's basketball, Danielle Adams, who starred for Texas A&M back during the run of the national championship in 2009 through 2011, was named to the National Junior College Athletic Association's Women Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame on Monday. Now, prior to playing at A&M, Adams played at Jefferson College, which is in Missouri, from 2007 to 2009. Texas A&M Soccer announced its spring slate yesterday, and 5 playing dates were added to the list. All 5 events, by the way, scheduled for Ellis Field. The spring session kicks off Sunday, February 21st, as the Aggies host the Houston Cougars. They'll take the pitch at 6 o'clock. A&M Baseball is gearing up for a new season as well, and in conjunction with the Brazos County A&M Club, they'll unofficially commence the 2016 campaign with the 4th annual Aggie Leadoff. That is this Saturday, February 13th, at the Olson Park Pavilion. An update on the Johnny Manziel story. He hit ex-girlfriend Colleen Crowley so hard that it ruptured her left eardrum. NBC5 in Dallas-Fort Worth reported that Crowley still could not hear out of the ear. Quote, they expect the ear to heal, but it will take a while. That's according to Crowley's attorney. Manziel is the subject of a criminal investigation that was reopened into the alleged assault that took place in the early hours of January the 30th. Crowley spoke to Dallas police on Friday to file a complaint. Johnny Football told TMZ the assault never happened. ESPN Browns reporter Pat Manaman weighs in.
His dad made a very public plea almost, saying he twice tried to get him in rehab, and at one time he left, the other time he was allowed to leave. His dad actually came out and said he wasn't sure he'd see his 24th birthday if he didn't get help, which is a pretty plain as, you know, emotional thing for a father to say publicly.
In the NBA, LeBron James got his 40th triple-double as he put up 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists before sitting out the fourth quarter. Kyrie Irving led the way with 32 points as the Cleveland Cavs went past Sacramento 120-100. Kurt Rambis takes over as interim coach for the New York Knicks tonight as they host the Washington Wizards following the dismissal of Derek Fisher yesterday. And all three Lone Star NBA teams had the night off, as did the Dallas Stars. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit HomeExpoBCS.com for more info. Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker. Well, actually, she's on the phone. I'm in the studio from Zweiker & Associates because she's so busy. So much so, you guys were talking about having to pick up people that were going to do some decorating for you. Now you're looking for a receptionist.
We are. We thank you so much for your help. We were blessed to have over 60 applicants for the staging job, so I think we'll be able to find some good people there. And we actually promoted our awesome receptionist, Kristen Ford, to our pod coordinator role. So we are now looking for somebody who has a fantastic personality, somebody who is very organized and detail-oriented, who's either already licensed or willing to get licensed for that role.
Why would you need a license to be a receptionist?
Well, you know, receptionist kind of, I think, has a connotation of somebody who just kind of mindlessly answers the phones. But everybody is a specialist, and being licensed is really valuable to us. We want to give people the opportunity to move up in the company if they want to as well.
To find out more on that job and others, it sounds like, go to zarealestate.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's the Infomaniacs on WTAW. It's about 2 minutes till a lackluster defense-dominated Super Bowl led to a little dip in the old ratings on Sunday, but enough U.S. Americans tuned in to make it the third most watched NFL championship of all time. It also makes it the third most watched program in television history. About 112 million viewers in U.S. America watched it. So there you are. Nielsen ratings for the Super Bowl are often taken with a little grain of salt. They do not take group viewership into account when they, or like if you go to an establishment to watch it, then that's not part of their equation. But nonetheless, one of the greatest seats, or maybe not, for the Super Bowl came from Scott Kelly. You know who Scott Kelly is?
He is the astronaut
who took a picture from
240
miles up, which was pretty, it's cool, you know. Currently serving aboard the International Space Station as the ISS briefly passed over Levi's Stadium at 18,000 miles an hour. He snapped an overhead pic and posted it on Facebook. And that was pretty cool looking. I didn't realize it was that close to the airport. Did you see the picture? I mean, that the stadium is like 2 miles from their airport. So that works out pretty well for him.
It's like a human Google Maps.
Something like that. It was, yeah. And yeah, but you couldn't zoom in, and you certainly couldn't zoom out. You know, that wouldn't have worked until you got the curvature of the Earth involved. A guy in England is selling empty jars to rich Chinese customers for $115 a piece. Empty jars. His name is Leo D. Watts. He's 27, says the jars aren't actually empty. They contain fresh, clean British Air.
Aha.
And by the way, the Chinese New Year started, I guess, yesterday. In many parts of China, they have outlawed fireworks because the air pollution is so bad that they cannot afford to have that stuff added. But I understand. Yeah, they're fine. Their economy's doing just great. Just great. 63 for a high today. It's 39 now. WTAW College Station.